Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, on this Friday morning, we all know that the holidays are going to be different for a lot of us this year. It's going to be a smaller and maybe just no Thanksgiving family gathering. Same goes for Christmas. And then the whole season is just going to be very, very different. For paralyzed veterans and others with disabilities, the situation is even more dire. Paralyzed Veterans of America is a lifeline for high-risk veterans, especially during this crisis. They've been providing food and supplies and especially support for our heroes. Joining us right now to talk more about this, the National Senior Vice President of Paralyzed Veterans of America, Charles Brown. Charles, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a difficult year for everybody. What's the impact of COVID-19 been on those with disabilities, though?
It's been pretty rough on us. I am a Marine Corps veteran, paralyzed. I use a wheelchair for my daily living, and as quadriplegic, I require the assistance of an outside caregiver. And we are more susceptible to our getting this pandemic or this disease in us, and higher risk of dying.
And as you point out, you rely on a caregiver, so you can't necessarily even just completely isolate and quarantine. You have to have people coming in from the community where there is, as we know here in Michigan and most other states, a wide community spread.
Yes. And with that, I'm mostly concerned for my caregiver, because if they get sick, either they're not able to come in and help me, or they could unknowingly bring them to me and get me sick.
Yeah.
So we are equally as concerned for our health and also for our caregivers' health.
And now here we are heading into the holiday season. Paralyzed Veterans of America is known for a long time that this is a time of concern, certainly for people with disabilities. What's the big concern this holiday season?
Well, as in any holiday, I mean, it's anxiety and stress for everybody comes up, because, you know, we want to make things right. But this year, it's already been 8.5, 9 months where we're in isolation. And now, knowing that things are as where they are, we're not going to be able to see our families. It's going to isolate us more. Some of our members have already let us know that they're starting to lose hope, you know, because they were looking forward to this time period. Their anxiety goes up. Their depression goes up. Those with PTSD are suffering with more episodes. I don't know if you know this, but during the same time period last year, this year, military suicides are up 20%. Mm. So it's added stress beyond what we all can think of right now.
I know PVA has really widened its scope of outreach during the pandemic. What are some of the different things that PVA has been doing this year?
Well, our local chapters, we have many across the country. They're offering some of the support on the ground, which is like either, you know, if they have the ability to offer financial support or groceries. They're also doing phone call check-ins to make sure that the emotional support of the veterans and even the caregivers are taken care of. Our national organization is offering some very robust virtual programs where we offer great programs throughout the year, but our virtual programs has really changed. We're offering different types of sport classes, book clubs. Wheelchair dancing is one that I find intriguing and really have looking forward to doing more with that. And we do virtual cycling so that people can cycle and connect to our virtual programs. You can find out that information through pva.org/holidayhope.
That's fantastic. I was going to ask you how people can connect, because there probably are veterans that that haven't yet connected with PVA and could really benefit from that, huh?
Yes, sir. I mean, that's a great way to do it. So if you know a veteran that's out there and they need help or they want to get connected, pva.org/holidayhope is one way. Or even if you're, you know, just wanting to help support the program or PVA themselves, make a donation. You can actually send a card during this holiday time period. And like I said, share the programs with that veteran or that military member down the road. Go back to pva.org/holidayhope. It's a great way to get us all connected together.
Real quick, Charles, you mentioned that you've talked to a lot of vets already who are expressing a loss of hope heading into this holiday season. What do you say to those people? What is your message to help bring some hope back to them?
We connect. We start talking one-on-one, letting them know that we're in the same boat. We know what's going on. We're there for each other. Remind them that the good, you know, we're all good. We're We got plenty of things to look forward to, plenty of things to do. We're finding, you know, different ways to assist them through our virtual programs. Connection is one of the big areas. Creating that camaraderie again, letting them know that they're not alone. They're not stuck at home alone. They have other brothers and sisters out there that are willing to help them.
All right, Charles, great message. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, sir. You have a great day.
All right, you too. Take care. Bye-bye.